Now that you've had a glimpse of the four directions of the medicine wheel, we're going to learn to apply these teachings to our own healing and the healing of others. Although we're not going to get into the specifics, I'd like to tell you how, in a traditional society, a shaman creates their medicine bundle as they go through the medicine wheel. A medicine bundle traditionally is a collection of stones or sacred objects that the shaman earns as they go through each one of the four directions. Classically, it's three stones in each one of the directions, three for the south, three for the west, three for the north, three for the east, for a total of 12 stones. So that during their training, the shaman is actually, as they build their altar, they're also building a calendar that has the 12 months of the year in it. They're building a solar calendar. Now, in the north direction, during their rites of passage, when they receive the lineage, their teacher gifts them with a lineage stone. This is a stone that has been carved by one of the medicine people or has been brought back from one of the holy mountains and is anointed with the prayers and the medicine, the herbs, the plant medicine of the teacher. Traditionally also with a drop of blood that represents the blood of the lineage. The student receives the stone, which completes their mesa. A mesa is the Spanish word for table or altar. It means your altar. It's your medicine bag. It's where you carry your medicine, represented by these 13 stones. Now they have 13 stones, the 12 months of the solar calendar, and the 13 moons of the year. They have the feminine and the masculine. This is how you bring the masculine and the feminine into balance. It's in your altar. If you bring it into balance in your altar, it comes into balance in your own life. Each one of the stones represents an aspect of your own healing. So that as you're doing your three stones from the south direction, you're working on healing three wounds that live within you. Three ways in which you were hurt or wounded or in which you suffered soul loss. When you work with the west stones, you work on the healing of three ancestors so that you do not have to be burdened by the weight of the ancestors, by the physical ailments that they had, by the psychological motifs that ran in your family. So you can become free of those and you honor your ancestors as well. In the north, the three main teachings of the north direction are embodied in the three stones from that corner of the medicine wheel. And in the east, the three essential teachings of the east are represented by the three stones. The stones by themselves are not magical. The stones are simply stones. And for the shaman who lives in an animistic tradition, they also embody their own healing journey. They have a life and a memory and a force to them. And they are connected to a lineage of altars, of ancient altars. So not only do you carry a lineage of the medicine men and women that came before us, but your mesa also carries a lineage of the altars that came before. So your mesa is activated by your teacher who transmits through the breath, a breath blown through their altar, their mesa, into yours, the power of their altar. The mesa is wrapped in a cloth that is known as a mastana. A mastana is where you do your mastai. The mastai means to bring order to your world. So if your world is going out of order into chaos, you want to bring order into your world through your mesa, through your altar. So you bring order to your world in your altar and your world comes into order. When you do that in your altar, it's like creating a mandala with your 13 stones and other elements that you might bring into it. You might bring in some sage, you might bring in some incense, you might bring some feathers into it. Every shaman has different elements in their mesa that are uniquely theirs. And then you arrange these through a prayer ceremony in proper relationship with each other, the masculine with the feminine, the light with the dark. And when they're in proper relationship, now you're in proper relationship. Of course, there's nothing magical to the mesa. The mesa simply provides a vehicle for your prayers. In the indigenous traditions, prayer is always done with objects. Whereas in the West, we pray with words. I've learned a number of prayers in my upbringing that all utilize words. The shaman never uses words for prayer. Prayer is an act of intentionality. Through the application of your intention, which is really seen emerging from the heart, that's where your prayer comes. So it's always accompanied by a pipe or a feather or a stone or leaves or any number of objects that can be used to accompany the prayer. But the prayer is said without speech.